What's going on, guys? It's your boy Mark-O-Matic. Welcome back to the Mark-O-Matic show. This is episode 4. I'm finally back on Anchor. Thank you for Anchor. They are the reason why this podcast is possible. So shout out to Anchor for all of that. Shout out to Spotify and shout out to all podcasts. It's mostly everybody. Thank you. But more specifically for Anchor. Now, for this video, we're going to be talking about the Pixel 5. Because mostly, everybody knows that I rock an iPhone. So, I have an iPhone 12 Pro Max. I've been rocking since launch day. I love it. Absolutely. Adore it. And it's everything I wanted in the iPhone. A big screen, big battery, a great camera. It knocks out all the bells and whistles. I can't complain at all about my 12 Pro Max. I like the design. I like the way it's built. I love everything. It's nothing that I do not like about this phone besides one thing, and that's just for all iPhones. It don't have split screen where you can put two apps on one screen. The picture-in-picture mode only works on certain apps. It won't work on all the apps. Once they fix those two, then it'll be the most perfect iPhone ever. But Android still has a leg up on that. So that's why I went with the Pixel 5. Now, I'm going to tell you why I went with the Pixel 5 instead of the Galaxy S20 FE. Because that was like a huge... that was something I was usually going to recommend. Was the S20 FE. Because, I mean, it has the latest Snapdragon processor. Which, I'm a heavy power user, so... the processor, you know, matters. So the Snapdragon 865 was something I was looking at and said, you know what? That's a big perk. Compared to the Pixel that has a Snapdragon 765G. It's the same one they use for the Pixel 4a and 4a 5G. So, you know, well the 4a 5G, sorry. So the 4A 5G and the 5 have the same processor and are selling it for literally $200 difference. But what you do get with this Pixel is the same things that Samsung already had for a few years. Reverse wireless charging, of course, wireless charging, water and dust resistant, all of those key features. But it's the one thing that, you know, people keep, you know, buying Pixels for over the Galaxies, and it is the Android experience in the software. So, I mean, when you look at the Android experience out there, you know, Samsung has came a long way with their One UI. So they have the interface that's, you know, very likable. I've had it for a while. It's really good. It's really cool. The only downfall that I have with the, you know, with the Pixel was I wish it had 120 hertz refresh rate. It only has 90, but I got a set where it's locked at 90 hertz for the refresh rate. It does have more pixels per inch than the S20 FE. It is a 6.0 inch screen compared to the Galaxy S20 FE, which is 6.4. With that being said, you know, if you want the larger screen and you want the larger battery and a faster processor, of course, S20 FE will win it there. But the reason you buy the Pixel is for the software, the camera, and a beautiful display as well, too. So the only thing I hate is that some applications like YouTube TV, which is made by Google, don't give you access to a full screen on there yet. So basically, you got a 6-inch screen, but when you watch videos, the aspect ratio is very normal. You will see black edges on the side when you watch the video. And nowadays, you know, most of these social media influencers and video, you know, watching consumers, they want to watch phones on the full screen. So I'm hoping with software updates that the Pixel will fix it, but you never know. So I've always been contemplating, like, hey, you know what? Should I even get, should I switch out the Pixel 5 for the S20 FE and just say the heck with it and just get a screen I know that I can watch? I mean, because the only thing that's gravitating me towards the S20 FE is the screen size, and they also have an option for expandable storage with the SD card and an option for 256 gig of storage capacity compared to the Pixel, which only gives you 128 and there's no expandable storage. But they do have a thing called smart storage where everything is, all your pictures are saved to Google Photos, and they pretty much, take them out of your internal storage and save it to the Google Cloud automatically, which I think is great. But after June, they're no longer going to support a limited storage on the Pixel, so they're going to charge you for it. I mean, Samsung's doing the same, and Apple's been doing it since iPhone 4. So it's just one of those things. If you want free cloud storage, you may have to get it from your provider now, or just find another way to store it. Because for AT&T personally, that's the carrier I use. If you get their protection plan, they have unlimited photo storage, so that you can store all your pictures on your phone, and you don't really have to worry about, losing your pictures and videos ever, as long as you stay with AT&T. I think Verizon may offer something similar. I just don't know it, or Sprint or whatever. But of course, between those, I can vouch for AT&T. As long as you get ProTek Advantage, you will get a limited photo storage. So, with that being said, I decided to go with the Pixel 5 for the software, for the camera, and for the more Pixel experience, because most of the updates will become first on the Pixel. So it's kind of like having an iPhone on Android for the most part. And I think that's what Google intentions were in the very beginning, and they succeeded. So that's all I wanted to say. So let me know what you think. Should you go with the S20 FE, or do you like the Pixel 5, or just are you managing to get both? Because I think with the S20 FE at with AT&T, they're got a great deal on it for $10 a month, or 15 if you do the next up option. So I think that's a great buy. But there's a reason why the iPhones never really go on sale, and neither does the Pixel phones. But with that being said, that's all I have for today. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on social media. You can follow Marcomatic on Instagram or on Twitter. Feel free to send me any comments or anything. Tell me what you think. Thank you guys for watching, and hope you guys have a lovely weekend.